Observations column. Titled, The Day of the Lord. Written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. As we have just finished chapter 19 and the beginning of chapter 20, we should be reminded about what the Holy Spirit has told John about Christ's second coming. I have always been encouraged by John 15 verse 15, as Jesus tells the apostles that he has told them all things that his Father has told him. And it's always good to take God at his word. Revelation 19 verse 14 speaks of the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses. It is the fulfillment of Zechariah 14 verses 4 and 5 where we are told that the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. One of the exciting things about this fulfillment is the John 15 verse 15 reference, where we started. Now we have a bigger picture of God's faithfulness. And what we find is that John 15 verse 15 is itself a fulfillment. The Father never wants to leave his children in the dark, without knowledge. The prophecies of the prophets are incredible. In Amos 3 verse 3, the prophet asks a rhetorical question. Can two walk together, except they be agreed? Of course, they cannot possibly do that without an agreement made in advance. Where was the walk to begin? What is the destination to be? What path would be taken? And what is the pace that the two would keep? Without agreement in all these things, the two are not walking together. The Holy Spirit's words for Amos and for John to record are impeccably accurate. Amos is the prophet that tells us almost 800 years before Jesus' birth about the day of the Lord which we read about today. He describes it in chapter 5, verses 16 to 20. The prophecies are to help his children to be of one mind with him. All the intricacies of God's word are seemingly beyond finding out until we run across them in the word. Then we are held in awe at his wonderful works. This is why it's so important to be in God's word daily. Let's see what other nuggets we can find as we go through the rest of the chapter. From Amos 3 verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.